One good thing about being in this type of food service is it's very hygienic. And you have to be very hygienic dealing with any type of food service. And the one thing that I like about dealing with fresh, vegan, and raw foods is that it's very clean. See, because you don't have to deal with a lot of baked pans and fried, greasy stuff. You know what I mean? You just basically got to clean your equipment. You know, wipe off your stainless steel tables and, you know, just basically clean the area. So, one important thing to remember is you need to be very immaculate with handling fresh produce, especially in a juice bar, smoothies, salads, or whatever. You know, you don't want anybody getting sick. You know, so I mean, as you see in this small operation, you know, cleanliness, I'm always trying to keep it clean, because even in this small space, people can still become ill. So hygiene is very important. Personal hygiene is very important. You know, it starts with the mind, of course. You know, you want to think pure thoughts, and those pure thoughts is going to lead to greater levels of cleanliness within self. And the greater levels of cleanliness itself is going to keep you mindful of that during the service of providing this, you know, hygienic style of dietary practice to the consumer.
You know. What does that mean in practical terms in the kitchen? Like, how do you treat your kitchen because of that? Like, do you?
I treat my kitchen like surgeons treat the operating room, pretty much. Okay. You know, because I do feel this is the most, this is a real medical practice. You know, because medicine, you know, is to heal the sick. You know what I'm saying? And proper and real medicine is nurturing a person from a sick state to a whole state. So in these practices, we are practicing, you know, the art and science of healing, you know, and hygiene is a very important part of healing. So my kitchen, to me, is the laboratory. It's like the place where all the magic and ideas are spawned. You know, every time I clean up, I get re-inspired. Yeah, I love, you know, washing my stainless steel bowls out. You know, I love washing my knives, my cutting boards, cleaning the dehydrators, and getting prepared for a next cycle of operation. You know, you can't do that when, you know, dishes is piled up and you too lazy. You want to eat something, but you too lazy to clean the things that's necessary to prepare the food. That's another thing about this operation is, you know, you learn a lot about yourself, you know, and what you can and can't do. And most people are extremely lazy when it comes to feeding themselves. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a lazy person, do not try this at home. But, yeah, you definitely gotta, you know, you definitely have to break the mold of laziness, because it's a constant work, you know. After food is prepared, then you gotta clean up after the food, and you know that cycle goes on and on. It's a life-giving cycle, and some things die. You know what dies in the process is filthiness and disease and stagnation, and all that stuff dies in the process of giving life.
Right on. Really, what are some practical examples of ways to stay hygienic? Just like, obviously, like wash hands. Wash food.
Wash your hands. Keep wash rags clean. Keep the countertops clean.
How often should you buy new rags?
Well, when they can no longer be utilized.
Okay.
Hold on one second. More money. Hello? Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Norris?